Jeffersonville. Listen local.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some of my favorite singer-songwriters, all of them women, and the subject is women in love. It's a complicated mix of passion, affection, and heartache.
Like the seeds of the weeds in an autumn wind, we met out in midair and fell together in a patch of ground and grew to be a pair. But no.
That has to be one of the most beautiful metaphors I know, the jigsaw puzzle of life, for a lifetime of romance. That's Kate and Anna McGarrigle. That was from their very first debut album, released in 1976. And they're sisters from Montreal, up in Quebec in Canada. And Kate McGarrigle married Loudon Wainwright and is the mother of Rufus and Martha. She was only 64 years old when she passed away in 2010. But her sister, Anna, is still alive. Let's see, that would mean that Anna is now 80 years old. But when these two women wrote the song Jigsaw Puzzle of Life, they were only 33 years old. And I love the perspective of a whole lifetime of being with somebody and how that interlocking pieces, that is just so beautiful. And there's not too many other women in today's program, the topic Women in Love, that express this incredible lifetime perspective of being with someone who you fit with, like a piece of a puzzle. Kate and Anna McGarrigle, they were writing songs that other people were recording, and they finally got signed to their own recording contract. There's another song on the very same debut album, which kind of is the other side of the jigsaw puzzle, would be the other side of the puzzle, the back side of the puzzle, where you take a deep dive for a very brief encounter with someone. Kiss and Say Goodbye. This is Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Call me when you're coming through town, just as soon as your plane puts down. Call me on the telephone, but only if you're traveling alone. Counting down the hours through the sunshine and the showers. Today's the day you're finally gonna come my way. Let's make a day.
Oh yeah, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. I just love the vitality of that passion, that, you know, spontaneity. That song is called Kiss and Say Goodbye from their debut album. So, when you look back, when you're older, Kate and Anna McGarrigle were in their early 30s when they wrote that song. But now, like Stevie Nicks, was 64 years old when she released one of her solo albums called In Your Dreams in 2011. And she's looking back. She's looking back on some kind of, and it doesn't really matter who it is. I mean, you could say, oh, it must be Mick Fleetwood or whatever. It doesn't really matter who it is. It's the idea that she's expressing an emotion that a lot of women have felt. That you look back on a relationship that never quite came to fruition the way that you wanted, but it's still like a really important part of your identity. She sings this song, For What It's Worth. And this is from her solo album called In Your Dreams, released in 2011. This is Stevie Nicks.
I great romance, still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word, it was contagious. Looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, came through your door for what it's worth. I got to love, I rode the rails. You came with me because you cared. I was broken, I was scared. You held my hands and took away my fear. We knew it couldn't last, and that was hard. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, and came through your door for what it's worth. I got to sing, I got to dance, I got to be a part of a great romance. Still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word, it was contagious. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, well, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, came through your door. Oh, you said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, and came through your door for what it's worth. It's worth, for what it's worth.
From 2011, that was Stevie Nicks from her solo album In Your Dreams. So, you know, even if you left your girlfriend and came up to my house and was, you know, one of those unrequited loves. And she's 64 years old when she wrote that song. But, you know, she's still like chewing it over, still like holding it and trying to understand what it was. Women in love, you know. Stevie Nicks is now 76 years old. She was born in 1948. So when I think about incredibly productive singer-songwriters, people that just keep recording and recording and recording, Chrissy Hynde is one of my most, I just cherish her voice, the way that she writes, the passion that she sings with, the glorious contralto voice that she has. Oh, my God. And she's has released, she always records as usually always records as the Pretenders. Most of the albums that she's released have been as the band The Pretenders, and she's the only person that's been in The Pretenders since the time they first recorded. This is the 12th album by The Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde was born in 1951, so she is 72 years old. Now, when I think about passion and affection, you know, the idea of the characterization of the lonely cat lady who's trying to make everybody, yeah, maybe you've heard something about the lonely cat ladies lately. Well, I don't know how true that is. A lot of women that I know that are single enjoy, you know, their lives quite a bit. There's two songs from the album called Relentless, which was released in September of 2023. It's her 12th album. And the first song is called The Promise of Love. And it doesn't matter. You might be 72 years old, which is how old she is when this album is released. You know, it always is a delicate thing. It's always a powerful emotion. So this is Chrissy Hynde with The Promise of Love. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called Merry Widow. Now, this is a different perspective. You know, you've been married a long time, and at last, you're on your own. That's kind of what that song is like. Makes me think like she's like a pirate or something. But anyway, this is the first song we're going to hear is so beautiful. The Promise of Love, Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders.
The promise of love I still remember. The Orlando Hotel in late November. Snow on the ground, so cold and so white. Your arms did surround my mind that night. The promise of love, excitement unbridled. No path up to heaven could feel more inside. Guided and guided from darkness and sorrow, turned sadness to joy and the past to tomorrow. The promise of a love, the promise of a love. Love, the dizzy light head, the best of humanity in one word you said. Mystery spilling, the firmament high, spinning and turning, stars floating by, the promise of a love. Of the love, the promise of love, the hope and the pain. Cycle of birth, the endless refrain. When will I see? When will I see? When will I see? See you again. The promise of a love. Promise of a love. But not everybody shows it. Not everybody shows it. I had a love, but jealous vanity meant love could never be. So I set myself free. I'm a divorcee, but I feel like a widow. A merry, merry widow. A merry, merry widow. I'm a divorcee, but I feel like a widow. Now there's no one in the middle. I'm a merry, merry widow. Him at the port. I'm a divorcee, but I feel like a widow. A merry, merry widow. A merry, merry widow. I'm a divorcee, but I feel like a widow. Now there's no one in the middle.
That instrumental end on that song. And you know, when I first heard this song, there's such a hook in there. I'm a divorcee, but I feel like a widow. You know, I was walking around for a few days, like singing that hook at the most unexpected times. And, you know, anybody would hear me, they'd kind of look at me like, what? Chrissy Hynde. Oh my God. That's from the album called Relentless by the Pretenders. Released in September of 2023. And like I said, that's Chrissy Hynde's 12th album is The Pretenders. Really an amazing performer. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And in case you haven't figured it out, today's program is about women in love, and it's a complicated mix of passion, affection, and heartache. So, Adele is now 36 years old. So we're going to hear from a little bit different perspective. Even though we have heard songs by people written when they were at that same age, being 36 years old this year is a whole different perspective from when Kate and Ann McGarrigle were 33 years old back in 1976. So women's music has really blossomed, and there's an amazing body of music that Adele has released in three albums. On her second album, released in 2015, there's a song called "Water Under the Bridge," and talk about complicated. The idea, and she's done this in a couple of songs, where you break up with somebody and you both know you're broken up, but it's still going on. You know what I mean? So Adele, "Water Under the Bridge."
Thank you.
She can put that into words and write this most entertaining song, you know, Our Love Ain't Water Under the Bridge. Yes, that's Adele. And so as we journey through all the different reactions and ways that women have dealt with love, there's a couple of interesting songs where you have two women speaking to each other. You know, it's not exactly a triangle situation. There's a lot of animosity and competition that happens between women when they both are interested in the same man. So we're going to hear a couple of songs about that. There's an amazing musician, Michelle Endeggio Cello. She began her career as a bass player. And what a voice. What a songwriter. What an amazing musician. She was born in 1968, and she's currently 55 years old. But she released her debut album when she was 25 years old back in 1993. The album is called Plantation Lullabies, Michelle Endeggio Cello. And the song is called If That's Your Boyfriend. Michelle Endeggio Cello.
Your boyfriend, you say I'm out of line. Funny, he said I could call him up anytime. You could call me wrong, say that I ain't right. But if that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night. I'm the kind of woman, I'll do almost anything to get what I want. I might play any little game. Call me what you like, but you know it's true. You're just jealous, cause he wasn't with you. Don't mean no harm. I just like what I see, and it ain't my fault if he wants me. Got what I wanted, and the feeling was right. If that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night. If that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, it wasn't last night.
Boyfriend, boyfriend, yes, I had your boyfriend.
If that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, it wasn't last night. Now late at night, he calls me on my telephone. That's why when you call him, all you get is a busy, busy tone. You upset cause you want stuck a bitch. Maybe needed a change, a switch. Who am I not to oblige? Especially if the man is fly. So, call me what you like. Go ahead, call me what you like.
Wanna boost them your boyfriend tonight?
Your boyfriend, it wasn't last night.
Boyfriend, he wasn't last night.
Michelle and Diego Cello, Plantation Lullabies, released in 1993. Did you hear the music? Oh my God, the bass. And all is fair in love and war. Oh man, there's another song by a woman. All the songs on today's program are by women. In fact, the whole idea is women in love. Yeah, all is fair in love and war. Especially when it comes to a young woman named SZA. That's S-Z-A. She was born in 1989. She's 34 years old. She's released two albums. She released her second album in 2022 called SOS. And she had a number one hit on the Billboard Top 10. Number one hit. The song called Kill Bill. Now, maybe you know the movie of the same name featuring Uma Thurman. It's kind of along those lines. It's definitely woman to woman, but it's fairly aggressive. So in the complicated love life of women, SZA is taking it to a whole new plateau that I haven't really heard too many women sing about, maybe back in the 30s. But this is SZA, Kill Bill. That is SZA, Kill Bill, released in 2022 from the album SOS. So, you know, we've gone from Michelle and Diego Cello to Kill Bill, and, you know, we've kind of explored the aggressive nature that women might have in romance. But to me, that's that's not so typical in my life. There is a singer-songwriter who has just influenced me and won my heart over, Joni Mitchell. Was born in 1943. She's currently 80 years old. She was 33 years old when she released the album Hejira in 1976. It was the eighth album she released. She would go on to record 19 albums. And there's a song on Hejira called Strange Boy. And what I hear in this song is that Joni talks about love quite a bit. And there's another song she's written, "You're Bound to Lose If You Let the Blues Get You Scared to Feel." And in a song like this, she describes what is obviously not going to be a long-term serious relationship. But she also puts herself completely. She dives as deep as one possibly could into the relationship. See what you think. I think it's a beautiful song from Hajira by Joni Mitchell. This is called "A Strange Boy."
Midday sidewalk traffic. Just when I think he's foolish and childish, and I want him to be manly, I catch my fool and my child needing love and understanding. What a strange, strange boy. He still lives with his family. Even the war and the Navy couldn't bring him to maturity. He keeps referring back to school days and clinging to his child, fidgeting and bullied, his crazy wisdom holding on to something wild. Ask me to be patient. Well, I failed. Grow up, I cried. And as the smoke was clearing, he said, give me one good reason why. What a strange, strange boy. He sees the cars as sets of waves, sequences of mass and space. Sees the damage in my face. We got high on travel, and we got drunk on alcohol and on love, the strongest poison and medicine of all. See how that feeling comes and goes, like the pull of moon on tide. Now parched ribs of sand at his side. What a strange, strange boy. I gave him clothes and jewelry. I gave him my warm body. I gave him power over me. A thousand glass eyes were staring in a cellar. Fire in the stiff blue-haired house rules. Thank you.
Joni Mitchell, Strange Boy, from Hajar, released in 1976. I'm Kathy Geary. We're closing in on today's program, Women in Love. And I said it before, I'll say it again, it's a complicated mix of passion and affection and heartache. But I do sense a change in the wind. Because there's something about Gen Z and the way that they view romance and the way that they view love and the way that they look at gender and the way that they look at how they want to live their lives. And it's incredibly astounding for me to see that generation and the young woman, Billie Eilish. She's now 22 years old, born on December 18th in 2001. She has released an album called Hit Me Hard and Soft. And right there, you get the complicated picture of love right away. It's her third album. Was released on May the 17th in 2024. So there's her voice. And her voice is exceptionally expressive. There's a delicacy. There's a delicacy and a vulnerability in the sound of her voice. And then there's the lyrics when she's actually saying. It's complicated. So the song we're going to listen to, we're going to hear two songs from this album. L'amour de ma vie, you are the love of my life. Not. And then we'll hear another song, which also deals with, is called Wildflower. And, you know, we listened to that song, If He's Your Boyfriend, He Wasn't Last Night. And then we heard SZA, you know, I'm going to kill my ex and his girlfriend. This is also about a triangle between two women and a man. But it's also, once again, fairly complicated what she's trying to say to him about how he treated her and how she feels about her being treated that way by him. And see if you can figure it out. All right, from Billie Eilish, the album Hit Me Hard and Soft. This song is called L'amour de ma vie, which means love of my life.
I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for you when I looked in your eyes. But I need to confess, I told you a lie. I said you were the love of my life, the love of my life. Did I break your heart? Did I waste your time? I tried to be there for you, then you tried to break mine. It isn't asking for a lot for an apology, for making me feel I could kill you if I tried to leave. You said you'd never fall in love again because of me, then you moved on immediately. But I wish you the best for the rest of your life. Felt sorry for you when I looked in your eyes. But I need to confess, I told you a lie when I said you were the love of my life. losing my mind. My stomach upset almost all of the time. But after I left, it was obvious why. Because for you,
and time breaks your heart. I wasn't there, but I know. She was your girl. You showed her the world, but fell out of love and you both let go. She was crying on my shoulder. All I could do was hold her. Only made us closer until July. Now I know that you love me. You don't need to remind me. I should put it all behind me, shouldn't I? But I see her in the back of my mind all the time. Did I cross the line? Well, good things don't last.
From her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, that's Billie Eilish with a song called Wildflower. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program, Women in Love. Yeah, the passion, the affection, and the heartache. I hope you're well, and I hope you feel safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Radio Catskill supporters include SUNY Sullivan, a community college in the Sullivan Catskills focused on preparing students for the future. More information at sunysullivan.edu. Livingston Manor, dining, shopping, and the arts at the gateway to the Catskill Park. LivingstonManorNY.com. And listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill. On your radio at 90.5 FM or streaming online at WJFFradio.org.